All right. Good evening, everybody. So, I grew up in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Rio is such a wonderful, beautiful city. It has the white sand beaches and all the mountains and even forests inside the city. But it's a city. So the night sky, not so good. But the moon rising is amazing. And if you've ever seen the moon rising in Copacabana Beach, your life will change. So that's how I grew up. I grew up observing the moon and dreaming about the moon and dreaming about the universe. So I wanted to know more. So at that time, I was a little girl, in my teens, and there were three things I liked the most. I had a favorite spacecraft, I had a favorite soccer team, and I had a favorite rock and roll star. So my favorite spacecraft, Pioneer 11. Pioneer 11 was a NASA spacecraft that was taking pictures of Jupiter and Saturn and sending them back to Earth. And I just wanted to know more about that. How did they get here? So I was just a very curious little girl. So my soccer team, if you wonder, is Flamengo. And I'm sure you all want to know my favorite rock star, Peter Frampton. Yeah. So I decided that I wanted to know more about the universe. So I decided I was going to become an astronomer. And so I did. The first time I saw Saturn with my own eyes through a telescope was that I was already in college. And I couldn't believe my eyes. It looked like it was suspended in the sky. And it was so beautiful. I just couldn't believe it. But I think I cried a little bit that night because I just thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to study? What am I going to do? What am I going to specialize in? So I decided that I was going to work with galaxies. I wanted things really far away, things that we couldn't see very well from here that would need space telescopes to see them. So I became an extragalactic astrophysicist, and I still am an extragalactic astrophysicist. And I study not just galaxies, but colliding galaxies. I like really messy looking galaxies. So I decided that I was going to do this for the rest of my life. And so did I. So I went to observing them, the mountains of Chile. So Chile is wonderful astronomy because it has all these mountains and it's really dry climate and really dark nights, exactly the opposite of Rio. So I could observe my colliding galaxies. And I wanted to know their chemical composition. I want to compare these colliding messy galaxies with galaxies that are just like our galaxy, our own Milky Way. So here I go observing in Chile, and I have my sample of colliding galaxies, and I'm ready to observe one of them when I noticed something different. I noticed there was an extra star. An extra star that was not supposed to be there. I could see stars of the Milky Way that were in the front of the galaxy. Remember, these galaxies are far away. This one in particular, 53 million light years away. So I wanted to see, what is this star doing here? And it was exactly where the galaxy was supposed to be. So I decided that I was going to pass my instrument right there, and I was going to see what was that object doing there. This is the curious little Duilia that when we were a little girl that really wanted to discover things. So meanwhile, I received a visitor. My visitor was my boyfriend at that time. He's my husband now. We've been married 23 years. So he decided to come and visit me and bring me a sandwich. So I told him, well, wait a few minutes because I'm just about to see what I'm observing. And I think I saw exploding star. I think I discovered a supernova. So he was like, oh, you're kidding. I said, no, just wait. So we waited a little bit. The data arrived. We saw this on the screen and we're like, whoa, something is different here. This is not just the chemical composition of that galaxy. Something is going on. So I called this guy who actually knew about supernova. He was in the mountain. He came inside and he's like, oh, congratulations, you discovered a supernova. And I said to him, so how do you know? how do you know this is, I discovered, how do you know somebody else didn't see it also? I need a catalog. So he looked at me and he said, I am the catalog. So this guy catalogs all the exploding stars that happen during the year. So he said, okay, so next night we're going to observe again and we're going to write this report that you discovered the supernova. And I was like, oh my gosh. And finally, I actually realized that I was the first one to see this star exploding. But why is this so cool? Why is this so important? It's because when stars explode, they launch all these chemical elements that they make inside them during the nuclear fusion process. When they're producing energy, they launch all these chemical elements into the interstellar medium. And these chemical elements will form new stars, new planets, and even life. We are made of stars. So I finally got back 20 years later, that feeling that I had when I was a little girl. So what do I do in our days? Well, when I go to Brazil, and I go very often, I look for the little girls, I look for the little duilias in the audiences when I give speeches, and I look for their bright eyes, because their bright eyes are also made of stars. Thank you, everybody.